Say it ain't so. NFL football is back in 24 hours from when I'm recording this, and you're listening to Pod That, Two Brothers Talking Sports, brought to you by the Sports On Tap Podcast Network. It's me, Sammy Jojour, the little brother on the podcast, and my older brother George joined me today. We talked the three stooges of NFL quarterbacks. We ranked our three worst quarterbacks going into week one. On top of that, we talked about the Washington football team names. They're coming down to a final few, allegedly. And we just talked a whole bunch of football. What foods are we going to be eating on week one? What are y'all doing on week one? And we just want you guys to join us and enjoy the conversation. So please tune in, leave a review, subscribe, check us out. We're going to be trying to come out every Wednesday with a full pod and then small pods throughout the week. It's all brought to you by thesportsontap.com, and you can find us everywhere, everywhere. All podcast networks, all podcast places. So please tune in and show us love. It means the world to us. And follow us everywhere at The Sports On Tap or at Pod That, wherever you're looking on social media. Much love. And as we like to say, cheers to football and cheers to sports, baby. George, I'm smelling it right around the corner. I can sniff it. Do you smell that?
No, I don't. Oh, you're talking about football season, huh? Yeah, I smell football season.
I was talking about the GOAT. I could smell Tom Brady 24 hours away.
Close enough, man. Yeah, well, about 24 hours away, actually, this recording. I think we've got 25 and a half hours left until NFL season. I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't even know what I'm going to. I think I'm going to go out tonight, have a nice, all right, this is going to be a bad joke. So a goat burger. But spare the last for later. Save your last for later in the podcast.
All right. Well, let's get to our first topic because that one just needs to be moved on from. We are going to do a new game, new segment, new whatever you'd like to call. And this is how we're going to start off every single podcast during the football season. Oh, sorry. I'll rephrase that. This is how we're going to start off every Wednesday podcast, our longer form ones, because we might do some other ones in between. And it's a game called, and this is credit to George, it's a game called The Three Stooges, and we're going to pick the worst three quarterbacks week by week so far this year. So obviously, you know, if Mahomes has a bad week, he doesn't make that list, but just our three worst quarterbacks. And of course, I'm going to give my three, George is going to give his three, and we're going to try to come up with a collective list of our three worst quarterbacks for the week. And I'm going to start with this, George, before I give my list. This week's the hardest of them all because it'd be really easy to just like throw three rookie quarterbacks, for example, or throw three random quarterbacks. I tried to take away the bias of just putting rookie quarterbacks on there and really consider all factors. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I just like this is going to, you know, kind of part of my quarterback rankings, right, that I try to release every week. I just put the three guys who I think fucking suck. And I can kick it off right away with that because it'd be a good transition. Sammy, you know what? I think it sucks to hurt. It hurts to suck. Jalen Hurts makes my list as one of the three stooges. Should I give my whole three list or do you want to go one by one?
Just give him three. I don't need a joke for every single one, but if you feel free.
That one just worked. It hurts to suck. Jalen Hurts gets number one. I got Andy Dalton, who kind of looks like he should be in the Three Stooges. And I have last but not least, why did I just blank on my third guy? Jalen Hurts, Andy Dalton, and I had my third guy, and I didn't even write it down. Nope.
Disappointed. We can see who's prepared today and who's not. George didn't write them down.
I had it right on my list. That's so weird.
All right. Well, you didn't. You don't have it, so I don't know what to tell you. I wrote four guys as my potential, but I'll give you my three. And I think having Jalen Hurts there is kind of crazy because if you compare, because we're talking week one, if you're comparing him to potential people, how they played last year. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I went through like 30 different rankings on CBS Sports and ESPN. Nobody had him, I think, under 25. Like, that's pretty bad for Jalen Hurts. You really have him in your worst quarterback.
Yeah, that's because people are scared. They're scared of the truth, my man. Jalen Hurts sucks. He's going to be I think he's going to lose his starting job at some point in the season. Oh, Tyrod Taylor. There we go. Speaking of losing, Tyrod Taylor is one of my three stooges.
That just complicated my list. You know why?
Did you forget about Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, I considered it Deshaun Watson for a second. Yeah. Okay, well, let me tell you who's on my list. And right. Tyrod Taylor's going to have to make it there. For me, here's the four guys I wrote down. Well, I'm going to tell you the three that I would have. I'm going to flip one out because of Tyrod Taylor. I had Andy Dalton. I had Zach Wilson because, first of all, he's a rookie. He's probably going to perform more poorly unless he becomes a Justin Herbert, and he's on the Jets. And I had Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, statistically, whether it's because of the Jets or not, he kind of, you know, I mean, they flipped him and Teddy Bridgewater, who was close to my last on the list as well.
Yeah, and yeah, I had Sam Darnold pretty close to towards the end of a list as well. But even though, you know, I like Sam Darnold, but he's getting, I mean, one bad performance, he's one of my three stooges for sure.
And that's why I had Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold, because it could be the Jets and it could not be. That's why Sam Darnold could easily fall off that list or easily stay on it after a week or two of performance. But because Sam Darnold, I believe Jets were a big problem to his problems, I'm going to flip that out and put Tyrod Taylor. So for our list together, George, I think the clear two so far we're going to keep are Andy Dalton and Tyrod Taylor, because we're in agreement.
Yep, we're in agreement there. And but here's the thing. I cannot agree with you on Zach Wilson, and for one reason and one reason only. I haven't seen him play yet, so I'm gonna spare him. If he has a bad week, he might jump right into the Three Stooges. We've never seen the guy play before.
And that's where this list becomes difficult, because I'm going to be honest with you. A guy like Trevor Lawrence, even though he's a generational talent, Peyton Manning would have been one of the Three Stooges his rookie year, like for a couple weeks, because unfortunately, when you're brand new in the league, it's just you're going to might be bad for a couple weeks. Doesn't mean you're going to stay bad, right? So it's kind of a complicated situation. The reason I put Zach Wilson and no other rookie quarterback is because I just think Zach Wilson situationally is going to, just like Sam Darnold was, is in a bad spot. So we have Andy Dalton and Tyrod Taylor. I don't know if I'm going to be able to come on an agreement of Jalen Hurts being that low.
Okay.
So we're going to have to find a different number three, because you're not going to do Zach Wilson. And I think
I know who it is. And I think, because you mentioned him earlier, should we just throw Teddy Bridgewater there?
I think the right answer is either Teddy Bridgewater or Sam Darnold. And the funny thing here is maybe you're right. It should be Teddy Bridgewater, because Sam Darnold got replaced Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina. So they obviously believed in him more than they believed in Teddy Bridgewater, right?
I actually like that. I think that's a great logic behind the Three Stooges. I have no problem with our Three Stooges being Andy Dalton. Sam Darnold and Andy Dalton look way too similar to be like Three Stooges on the
Red
same
Rockets
list. So I think that would be difficult. You can't just like throw, if you have red hair, you're automatically on the Three Stooges list. I have no problem going with Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Darnold, and Tyrod Taylor as our Three Stooges.
I like it. All right, George. Week one, the pod that two brothers talk in sports, Three Stooges, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, and number three, we came up with Teddy Bridgewater.
There's one guy that I wanted to kind of throw back there, two guys I wanted to throw back there too that are, I'm not ready to put them on the Three Stooges, but keep your eye out on two guys. Ryan Fitzpatrick, who could be either like a top three guy in any given week or a bottom three guy on any given week. And Tua. Tua might be one of the Three Stooges by the end of next week.
If you go through a lot of lists on the internet, he's pretty low. But I don't want to talk about who's going to be in the next.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't want to get too deep into it. But I agree, some guys to keep your eye on. Because Tua, we didn't even put this as a topic, but I know you mentioned that he didn't even get captain for the team. I think almost every single quarterback in the NFL, almost, unless you're a vet, like I don't think Tom Brady cares if he's a captain or not, but all the rookie quarterbacks that are starting, I think, are captains because you kind of are young guys because you kind of just do that so they can, you know, be part of the team. So he could easily fall there, but we'll find out. And next Wednesday, when you guys listen to our podcast, will be when our Three Stooges for week one comes out. So stay tuned for that. And George, I think after this, we're going to be hitting the Washington football team's potential new names. Is that all right?
I love it.
All right, let's get to it. The Washington football team names, George, and I came up with a little segment name for this one. I don't know if it's something we can use in the future, but it's kind of a name that I thought was good for this one, which is Keep It or Trash It.
Okay, I like it.
All right, let's go down the list of names. And let's just start with the classic, what they have right now, which is the Washington football team.
Yeah, and that's probably my favorite one out of all the team names I saw on this list, which we'll go through. So I obviously want to keep it. But I did see a report out by a guy who works at DC Sports Radio, and he said that he talked to some people close to the team, and who knows if it's true or not, but he said that
I like how George had to say it sarcastically because we have an emotional argument about this before. George knows I hate sources that say things like this because at the end of the day, who knows? There's eight names. Who knows if they're right or not, right?
Yeah, sure. I actually wasn't saying it sarcastically. I just wanted to like put the preface out there that there is a guy who supposedly has very inside knowledge of the organization. And he was saying that according to the people he's talked to, they've actually already chosen a name and they have a plan B and a plan C. And this, so I don't know what's right and what's wrong, but he's saying that Washington football team is not one of the top three choices, which I think is ridiculous because I think it's the best name on the whole entire list.
Well, I'm going to tell you why the report's already wrong. If you picked a name, you don't have a plan B and C for a name. It's not like you pick it like, oh, our team name's going to be the Seahawks, but we have plan B and C if we change our minds. That means they didn't pick a name.
No, because you have to get approval by the league and the ownership, all the owners. So they have like a plan B and C if it doesn't get approved. That's what the guy wrote. I have no idea if it's true, but I'm just putting it out there.
All right. Well, I'm putting it out there that what I read was Mike Florio said, that Washington football team, if they have a good season, don't be surprised that they just keep the same team name, which I think they actually might, because here's the thing with Washington football team, and I'm gonna go with keep it, not trash it, because it would only make sense for DC, right? Washington football team, because it's like the capital of America. Like it'd be really dumb in another city, I think, or another state or another whatever you want to call it, because it's not a city, it's a district, right?
District, which is dumb in itself, but that's a different story.
Washington football team. And that's right. Like any other place, or if it was DC football team, it'd work too. But any other place, I think it'd be dumb, like New York football team. I just don't, like, it sounds cool, but just the meaning behind it for Washington sounds cool. So I think they definitely, I think it definitely should be a keep it on the list.
Yeah, yeah, totally keep it on the list. I love it. It's my favorite one on the list, personally.
We're going to go to number two, which is the Red Wolves.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck a Red Wolf is, and I heard like people are really big on this name for some reason. It's like, I think it's because of the Native American heritage with the Redskins, and they maybe had red wolves running around or something, and I just think it's fucking stupid. Trash it.
A Red Wolf is a Red Wolf.
Yeah, I know. I mean, are wolves any other color than red? I guess there are gray wolves.
Like black bears and brown bears and
pandas. Wouldn't it just make it a fox?
No, it's a wolf. Okay. It's like saying, is a coyote a fox or is a dog a wolf? No, it's a red wolf. It's a canine native to southeastern United States. It's a type of wolf.
Okay.
It's a mix between a coyote and a gray wolf.
All right. So they bred together and I just hate it.
Point is, it sounds like a high school football team name, so I hate it. I'm going to say trash. Doesn't it sound like a high school name?
Yeah, it just sounds horrible, though, the Red Wolves. Okay.
Next up is the Commanders.
Ooh. I hate it, man. The Commanders, like the Washington Commanders. Like it sounds like someone made a team name, like a Halo game or something. I don't know. It sounds so corny.
I don't like it either. The reason I don't like it, it just sounds a little too proper. But I don't find it funny. I understand why, because it's DC. We're going to start remembering they're thinking military, they're thinking capital, they're thinking army, they're thinking a bunch of things like that. So I don't blame the thought of Commanders, but I agree. This one's a trash it.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I agree, man. Trash that shit.
Okay, now the next one, I don't even know if I know how to say it right. It's the Brigade, right? Is that how you say it? Brigade?
The Brigade.
Right?
Yeah, the Washington Brigade.
And if you don't know what that means, you want me to explain it to you? Because I wrote down the definition.
Okay, well, I mean, before you do that, I'm just going to say if it's hard to pronounce and you have to give me a definition, I probably don't want it as my team name. You're just going to put that out there. But then, yeah, go ahead.
I agree. I've heard of a brigade. I can't even say the word, but I've heard of it. But it's a large body of troops. The meaning, like, honestly, that would have been a cool name. The troops, the Washington troops. Like, that would have been cooler than the brigade, however you say it. It's a large body of troops. I don't really like the name, and I'm also going to – oh, it's a group of people organized for a special activity. There you go. But I'm going to trash that one as well.
Trash it. I mean, I'm usually the one with the pronunciation problems, and if you're having pronunciation problems with it, I'm trashing it.
Don't you think the troops would have been a cooler name?
That's a cool name, and we had our cousin's husband also, who's from D.C., say the Washington Originals, which isn't on the list, but I think is an amazing name.
Okay. As a quick pause to keep it or trash it, George and I's two suggestions are the Washington Troops and the Washington Originals.
Yeah, the Originals, I think, is the best name ever. It's not my idea either.
I know, but I'm just saying that these are some of our thoughts here. Let's move on. This is actually one of them that I'll say keep it on the list, which is the Washington Presidents.
Yeah, I would have to say the same thing as you. It's DC Presidents. It sounds pretty cool. It sounds royal.
Yeah, it's like the Originals. I mean, it's kind of the purpose of it. And I think at least for this one, and here's the thing. We're talking about the list of eight names. We can't just trash all of them, right? So we have to, like, you know, I got to say yes to one or two. So Presidents is one of them that out of this eight that we have, I mean, at least it's in D.C. It sounds classy. You can have a really sweet logo. Kind of like the Redskins logo is one of the cooler logos in football, right?
Totally.
And this could actually have a really cool logo. They can find a way to make it really original, really unique. And I don't know. The name
problem
just
sounds- is, sorry, but the problem is with the logo here is you might offend some people if you put a white guy in, you know, and decept him in a really bad way. Like, I mean, we just got out of decepting people. I mean, the Presidents, how about if they put a white guy? That's not good. The logo can't be a person.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's plural Presidents. It doesn't have to be a person. It could be written out like Washington football team's written out right now, just Presidents. That'd be really cool. You could use the presidential logo, some form of it.
Ooh, I like that.
That doesn't involve a face. I understand your point because everything becomes racial in America, but this one doesn't have to be racial. So they probably won't use it because
most people are going to say it.
Because you just said something.
Sorry, you broke up. I thought you were done. You're absolutely right. They're probably not going to use it just because it opens up close to a Pandora box.
Close. The next one is the – so we're keeping Washington football team Presidents so far, and – the Armada.
I mean, I don't even have to explain myself here, right?
I mean, do you know what it means?
I think it's almost like a brigade. Right? Yeah. Is it similar?
Almost, but not. It depends on which way you use it. It could be a large force of group moving things, but that's a little different. Not organizing to do something, moving things, or a fleet of warships.
Ooh, a fleet of warships. That's cool. Violence. I don't like violence. Let's avoid this one. I just don't like the name, to be honest with you. Trash.
All right. Let's go on to the Defenders. George,
you didn't tell me if you liked it or not.
I just trashed it. It's fine.
Oh, you trashed it.
Because I think the same thing as the Brigade. It's hard to pronounce. Like Armada. Like you don't want it where somebody looks at it and has to think for a second.
Yeah, that's fair.
Defenders, George has to cross off because he doesn't like violence.
No, they're defending, man. They're defending our country. They're defending our land. They're defending the Washington football team. I love Defenders. It's actually one of them I really like. It's like it feels like, you know, they're defending the United States. They're defending freedom. We're the Washington Defenders. I love it.
Yeah, it's actually one of the three that I'm keeping. And because I'll just stay from now. Red Hogs, I'm trashing.
Oh, that's one of them I'm keeping.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So let's talk about this. Washington football team, we both like. Presidents, everyone knows why we like it. Defenders, you like because what? Well, I guess
it sounds royal.
And it's like blue. You could be like the hard-nosed blue-collar team that plays good defense. You're the defenders. You're defending our country. You could kind of be one of America's teams. Why do you like the Red Hogs?
Because
it's like a pig and it's pigskin. And
yeah, pigskin. And they have those guys in like the Washington football fans. They have the people who dress like pigs. I just feel like it keeps some sort of the lineage of the past of the Washington football team or Redskins or whatever we want to call them.
Which is why I think Red Wolves and Red Hogs were two options, right? To kind of
keep
the flow of the name that they've had in the past. Well, those are the four that I like as well. Red Hogs, I was a little bit on the edge, so I wouldn't be the one I pick.
Well, because you can go with Hogs, right? Like, oh, who are you playing? The Hogs. Like, it sounds good.
It sounds all right. For me, my final two, George, if I'm going to have to pick, would be Washington football team or the Presidents. What are your final picks if you were running the team?
The Washington football team and the Red Hogs. And I would just get rid of the Red Hogs. I just call them the Hogs.
The Hogs. You would keep Red Hogs and the Hogs because the red is that's the purpose. It's a certain type of hog.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's just be the pigs. Yeah, it's like the Red Hogs, and then you can. It's like saying the Seahawks, but you just call them the Hawks.
Exactly. Yeah. No, totally. Totally agree with you. So yeah, Red Hogs, then Washington football team, then Presidents or Washington football team, Red Hogs, then Presidents.
Okay. Here's our public service announcement, George, to the Washington football team right now. Consider the troops from me and from our cousin. Consider the Washington Originals. Also, good names.
Those are two are better than every other name anyone else came up with. The troops is amazing. The Originals are awesome. Like, yeah.
They just sound like they fit for like DC football. Sounds like
it. Totally agree.
Well, next up, George, what we're going to be talking about is a Reddit thread that you found, which is NFL good opening week food and drinks during the game. We're going to pop up this Reddit thread and check it out in a moment.
All right, Sammy. So I saw this great thread on Reddit, and it was by Reddit user 807. That's actually his username, Reddit 807. That's the worst Reddit username I could ever possibly think of.
Very unique.
It kind of threw me off there. But good opening week foods and drinks for during the game. When you mean games, any game. So he said, everyone seems to have a preference for what they like to eat and drink during their team's weekly games. Week one, holiday games, of course, playoffs ramp up. So some things are even different. So what are you cooking and buying or drinking for week one? Sammy, do you got anything special you like to eat or drink during games before we go to some of my favorite answers?
I mean, this is like an unpopular opinion, but like I don't. Like outside of maybe smoking a hookah with you like during a Seahawks game, which or Nargile or whatever you like to call it for those, a shisha, whatever, you know, who I don't know where you're if you know what that is, if you're listening, if you do, you do. Like, you know, we like to have our good little smoke during a game, but I don't have a specific food or drink. But I guess a smoke is like a specific thing that we kind of is instilled in us, right? Same thing.
Yeah, that's kind of the best way to put it. Like, I also don't have a specific thing I love to eat or drink during. I actually don't like to have I'd like to switch it up every week. I mean, I love a burger. I love pizza. I love hot dogs. I love chicken wings, but like I'm not going to cook the same thing for every single game. I'm with you, man. I'll make a hookah and smoke during every single game because it's your favorite team. If you don't smoke, how are you going to get the edge off?
Well, we have some interesting comments about getting the edge off and from Lions fans here, which we'll get to, but especially for a Seahawks game, you know, there's a lot of heart attacks that happen in Seahawks games, despite I'm not trying to bitch because I know there's a lot of other fan bases that might say they have it worse, which they do. We're pretty lucky to have Russell Wilson and be winning as the Seahawks, but the games can get really stressful. Those Seahawks games are quite unique.
Absolutely. I mean, that, you know, the joke last year, and it's not really a joke. You know, the Seahawks never play a normal game. We really don't. We are lucky to win a lot of games and to be a good team. We don't play normal games.
Ever. It's a pretty known thing. And, you know. But it is what it is. I just like to have my hookah. I like to have I do like to have good food on Sunday nights. It's like usually a cheat day. I know for you as well, right? It's like a day to enjoy work, watch sports, eat some good food. I will always end up having a drink at some point. I don't, some days I might be craving a beer, sometimes a whiskey, sometimes a vodka. You never know, right?
Sometimes but, all three at once, a shot of whiskey with a shot of vodka and chase it with a beer. You never know, depending on the game.
Depends on what the fucking Seahawks are doing. And that's why I love this comment from the Lions fan. It's the top comment on this, right? Which is one Lions fan says beer, lots of beer. And interesting ad, 8188 says, Heron helps make Lion games tolerable, or so I've heard. Which is interesting. So you've heard. I mean, most people wouldn't just have thrown that comment out there. Heron helps, so I've heard. You got to be talking to some of your friends if that's what's helping them through Lions games.
Yeah, well, and the guy right underneath, Dr. Flo, if you know someone is struggling with addiction, please consider calling free 24/7 helpline at 1-800-662-HELP.
And then you got some classic ones, of course. You know, pizza and weed. Okay, pretty classic probably. Now, this one's too much. Ready?
Yep, I'm ready for it.
This one says Los Angeles checking in, but he also has a Lions logo. It's Red Wings Way, so he's obviously from Detroit. I'm like, this is a little too far. This is too planned out for a Sunday. It says, in the morning, creamy cheese grits with chorizo topped with queso fresco and over easy egg. Micheladas and Bloody Marys. Afternoon is smoked ribs and carne asada tacos with paired with beer. And I'm just like, okay. Oh, Modelo. Paired with beer, Modelo. And like, this all sounds amazing. Do not get me wrong. I'm not criticizing the choices because the choices sound phenomenal. Sounds like a little too much for me to stay awake and like enjoy the full Sunday slate. I just feel like I'd be a little too full and it's a little too much to plan out.
And for some reason, I think he's lying.
Why?
I don't think he does this every single Sunday during NFL season. He's probably done it once when he's having a party or something. There's no way like every Sunday during NFL season is like, all right, man, I'm ready for my creamy cheese grits with chorizo on top of queso fresco and over easy egg. I'm going to have some smoke. Like, he probably switches it up every week.
I strongly disagree. He might switch it up every week, but I ask him, what's your favorite? Like, what are you cooking this week? As a lot of people, we're from Seattle. It's not as big of a deal. Like, we're talking Detroit. Maybe Boston's, New York's, Philadelphia's. This is a real fucking holiday, George. Like, people actually do plan things every single week this seriously to watch games or to tailgate. Think about football tailgates and how much people plan. Like, these things are real.
Okay. That's fair. No, it's fair. I know what you're saying. I just don't think it happens. Well, maybe it does. Maybe I'm crazy.
It's only 16 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, it's only 16 weeks out of a year.
So especially for Lions fans.
Sunday. Yeah, and Lion fans. But I mean, then you got Thanksgiving. You're doing something different if you're a Lions fan. That makes it down to 15 weeks. By week 17, you're fed up with your team. So it's really 14 weeks. Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a guy like Coffee and Cannabis. He says, Thursday's tough since I'll be leaving work a bit early. So just ordering pizza. And then he also has a long plan. So you can see he's not lying. When he's busy, he's just going to order pizza. But Sunday, he's smoking ribs. Grilling corn and veggies with chips and dips and margaritas on deck.
All right. The margaritas on deck is a nice little touch there. I think I'm going to be having to go over there for some Sundays. A little margarita on deck.
I can't with you sometimes, George. I got to go. I got to be over there. Margaritas on deck. Like, as if George has never had a margarita in his life. Like, I got to go with this Patriots dude that's name is Cannabis and Coffee. To have a margarita, really? Do you think Cannabis and Coffee is actually a guy that'd be your friend?
Probably not. I mean, probably most likely not. Exactly. But maybe we both share a love for margaritas and football.
And coffee.
And coffee, not cannabis so much.
I guess a lot of people take the food much more seriously on Sunday than I do. Because to be honest with you, George, my plan is to have a hookah, watch some Seahawks. Unfortunately, Seahawks is a morning game, so I'm not really going to have some big meal or anything. And I'll probably end up getting some takeout or going to a bar for some food for the last game. Like, yeah. I think for us, it's a little more simple.
It's more simple. I just want to watch football and smoke some hookah.
Yeah, me too, basically. But I respect it all. I respect it all. Well, before we get into our next couple topics, do you have anything else left on this?
Nah, man. I just want to say I do love pigs in a blanket during Super Bowl Sunday. That's like the one thing during Super Bowl Sunday, I need pigs in a blanket.
And that's, I mean, I've known you, my brother, I've known you my whole life. That is a fact. That's like the first thing, whether we're going to a friend's house or our parents tend to host Super Bowl parties a lot. George is always like, hey, just make sure there's pigs in a blanket. And, you know, I could see that being something like when you're married that like, if your wife was like down to like make pigs in a blanket or like we're going to a family house, like we do spend a lot of Sundays with our family. I could see that becoming a tradition we have because it's the easy one. You just pop it in the oven.
Yeah, and, like, exactly.
We have kids and kids will love that shit on Sundays. It's like their cheat day to, you know, like we're like, oh, today we just have fun, watch games and eat pigs in a blanket. I could see that becoming a thing.
Yeah, maybe I'll learn how to make a good pig in a blanket, like a homemade one too.
Why not? Why not? Well, we're going to get on to Ben Roethlisberger, George, saying something about TJ Watt, and it's going to talk about contracts. And then after that segment, we're going to do a quick rapid fire with our MVP picks, Defensive Player of the Year picks, Rookie of the Year, Super Bowl, and sleepers. But first, let's get into some Ben Roethlisberger, TJ Watt, and what was it? Contract dispute problem. So let's get into this.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, this is a little different because we're not actually just talking about Ben Roethlisberger and TJ Watt, but he did say something about the TJ Watt contract dispute, whatever, holdout. And he said the Steelers, to the media, he said, should pay TJ Watt whatever he wants. And it brings us to our topic, George, that I know you don't like that move, right? Like telling the media as a quarterback that the team needs to pay this guy whatever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, man, you're a quarterback. Like, first of all, you're not a contract negotiator. Second of all, like, don't speak. I actually don't like when other people speak about other people's money unless you're an agent or you're in that business, right? Like, I don't need the team, like the media, the team owner or GM going out and speaking to the media like I'm doing this. I don't know. I just feel like you don't got to speak about the other guy's money. And especially if you're a quarterback, you're not the GM. You're now putting your team in an awkward situation as well. I just don't like it.
I don't like it for that one reason specifically, like you said, which is like you're putting your team in an awkward situation, like your GM and the owners. I love TJ Watt's great. I just have a thing for the Watt family that I know you do too, that we just don't love them that much.
And well, he doesn't scream, let's go. Yeah, he doesn't scream, let's go as much as
JJ. But my thing is, I only accept it if, like, you say something positive about the situation that you would do. Like, Russell Wilson got put in those awkward situations. Like, what about Dwayne Brown and Quandre Diggs and the salary cap? His response was like, I'm willing to restructure my contract if that helps. Like, okay, that's fine. You're saying you care enough that you'd love to restructure your contract and da-da-da. Which is still like, I prefer the answer of like, I'm not the GM. I obviously would love these guys on the team, but I don't know, you know, whatever. Like, I don't think Russell needs to be saying that, but at least it's not. I just hate like, you know, oh, pay the guy whatever he wants, like Roethlisberger said. And I think you brought up the Aaron Rodgers one. What did Aaron Rodgers say like the other day?
He said that he should have a say in what you know, some of the personnel moves because of a quarterback of my stature. Deserves
it. It's like, okay, it's true. You might have some say. Like, yeah, Russell Wilson has some say if the Seahawks wanted to bring in Antonio Brown or like want to re-sign DK or not. Yes, but like, you don't go out and say because of my stature, I'm supposed to speak out about these things. Like, let your GMs come to you, talk to you about what they want to talk to you about, and if you have a problem, you go to them. I just hate the like, I don't know. Some of these quarterbacks are just becoming a little too conceited. Like, and then you have guys that win MVPs like Lamar Jackson, who just says everything perfect, right? Where he's just like, I just want to win, man. I just love my team. I just want to win. Like, but then you have Aaron Rodgers coming out, you know, talking about like his stature means he needs to do this and this, and like why he was in a fight with the team. Like, I feel like they just some of these guys are making their lives much harder than they actually need to be.
I know. I mean, but if you want to be fair, like Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers are two of guys who constantly are on their period. So seems like they're the two guys who are talking the most about it these last few days.
If you want to be fair, Big Ben has won two Super Bowls and Aaron Rodgers has won one.
So I guess Big Ben has double the stature of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Mr. Stature Aaron Rodgers, right?
But To be fair, the Packers did. No, the Steelers beat the Packers in the Super Bowl, right? Or did the Packers beat the Steelers to win a Super Bowl?
I have no fucking recollection. I think the Steelers beat the Cardinals for sure.
Yeah, and the Pats. Yep, and then he did lose to the Packers and Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl. So now they're on the same stats. Like, he beat Rod, you know what I mean?
Well, no, because now Roethlisberger's been to three. Rodgers still has only been to one. So it's a half.
Isn't that insane that Aaron Rodgers has only been to one Super Bowl and he just, like, talks like he's won 17 of them?
He talks like he has fucking seven Super Bowl rings up his ass like Tom Brady, right? Like, I don't know if I'm going to come back because, you know, I'm too good for this team. Like, who are you, Aaron Rodgers?
You know what? He's one guy, even though he's so great, he's one guy when he retires, I will not miss. You know what I mean? Like, you know something like, man, I miss that guy. I'm not going to miss Aaron Rodgers.
I have examples for you. Like, when you miss Peyton Manning or, like, Eli Manning or you miss Drew Brees, like, he always says cool things. Like, he's always doing good stuff. Like, there's guys you miss because of their personalities being extra fun. Like, I don't know. There's just, you know, like, people miss Dwayne Wade in the NBA, right? And you miss Kobe Bryant of the world. Like, you wouldn't miss, I don't even, like, to be honest, here's a good example. Like, people aren't going to miss listening to Kevin Durant, like, post-game stuff.
Yeah, not gonna miss- I agree. No, but I'll miss watching him play. And I'll miss watching Rodgers play, too. I'm just
exactly, but we're talking personality. Yeah, you're not, we're not going to be like, man, I miss Kyrie Irving and his theories and not showing up to, like, you'll miss watching him, of course. We're going to miss watching, but not going to miss Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving, like, talking to the media. Like,
no, totally.
Don't talk anymore. Well, George, is that all you got on there?
That's all I got.
Short segment, and we're just ready to do this. Rapid fire, ridiculous early picks for the NFL season, okay? Here's how we should do it. Ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's just go topic by topic and give each of our picks. You ready? We're starting with our ridiculous early predictions for MVP. Who do you got?
I think the MVP of the NFL this year is going to be none other than Josh Allen.
Wow. Not what I was expecting. I think if any quarterback wins it this year, it might be Russell Wilson. But I'm going with my MVP for the first time since 2012. A running back wins it, and it's going to be Derrick Henry.
Huh, I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah, you know, nobody since Adrian Peterson 2012 has won it. It's been all quarterbacks ever since. So I just feel a little switch up coming. I'm going to go, Derrick Henry, especially if the Titans are really good again. You weren't expecting that one, I like.
Nah, you threw me off.
Defensive player of the year. Do you want me to go first on this one?
Yeah, you go first on this one.
I'm going Aaron Donald once again. And Aaron Donald breaks a tie with Lawrence Taylor and J.J. Watt. All three of these guys have three defensive players of the year awards, and that's the record. J.J. Watt, Lawrence Taylor, and Aaron Donald. And just because I want him to pass J.J. Watt, I'm taking Aaron Donald to get his fourth and be the most ever for a defensive player.
How about T.J. Watt? Does that count on J.J. Watt? Like, will he just, like, claim it?
He probably would, knowing J.J. Watt.
No, I'm going with Nick Bosa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just a little switch up there.
I like that. I mean, the Chargers are going to be a fun-ass team, too.
No, that's Joey. Wait, yeah, it's Joey. I'm talking about Nick Bosa, 49ers.
Oh, yeah, that's boring. Is he even
that's a boring thing. He's back and healthy this year.
Snoozer. Snoozer.
Oh, you just picked maybe a guy who's won three times.
I don't know, it's just 49ers. Ah. Aaron Donald feels inevitable, though, because he's just so fucking good.
I know. I mean, that's a real pick, but, like, I'm just trying to, you know, not just pick him.
I feel you. I was serious about Derrick Henry, though, so. Rookie of the year, or as I like to call, the best quarterback of the season.
I go first on this one. I'm going to take Trevor Lawrence, just maybe the greatest prospect in history of football at the quarterback position. I think he's just going to put up big stats, even though the guy you're about to pick, because I know who you're about to pick, would be my other pick, too. So you're not going ridiculous with yours.
Yeah, no, I'm going Mac Jones just because of the system, man. Like, Mac Jones will be Rookie of the Year. They're going to win a lot of games. Trevor Lawrence is going to struggle really badly for a few games because of the Jaguars, not because of Trevor Lawrence. You know, we've seen a lot of the generational talents not win Rookie of the Year. Like Peyton Manning, I don't think was a Rookie of the Year. Andrew Luck didn't even win. I think RG3 won.
I know, which is crazy. I think the Colts went like 10-6 and went to the second round of a playoffs. But RG3 had a great season. I remember that.
That's
season.
My thing. But a lot of times I just feel like the guy who gets picked first or the guy who goes to the worst team in the league, it's really hard to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going with Mac Jones. I think he's the best opportunity out of all the rookie quarterbacks.
All right.
All right. Time to get scolded by George for my Super Bowl matchup pick.
Wait, you don't have an offensive player of the year?
No, I didn't even think of that. Right. I feel like it should be this. I feel like it's the same shit as MVP.
Mine's Christian McCaffrey. Okay, anyways.
Okay, mine's Russell Wilson then. If Derrick Henry and Russell Wilson are winning MVP or Offensive Player of the Year, whatever, flip-flop. Right. It'll probably be Russell Wilson MVP, and then the running backs always get Offensive Player, which makes no sense because it's the same fucking award. You're only giving it to offensive players.
I know. It's so dumb, but yeah.
It's dumb. It's like, who's the MVP of the NBA? Kevin Durant, Offensive Player of the Year, LeBron James. Okay. Cool.
It's like whoever finishes second gets a trophy.
Yeah, it's so dumb. My Super Bowl pick, George, from the NFC is the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
Who do you got in the NFC?
Can I say one thing about the Rams? I think everyone should get one saying about each person's pick. Matt Stafford, I saw a stat today, was 8-68 in his career against winning teams. And like, he had Calvin Johnson. He had like Marvin Jones. He's made the playoffs. I don't know why everyone's so damn high on Matt Stafford that like he's like the Messiah coming in. And even I do think the Rams are really good. But yeah, that's what I was going to say about that.
He's had a one-time top 10 defense, and that was the best year they've ever had. So I think we're all just assuming this is the best coach he's ever going to have, the best roster he's ever had, the best defense he'll ever have, and probably the best overall situation he's ever had. So I think that's kind of why people are high on the Rams. Detroit's the shit show.
Okay. My NFC pick is very boring. I'm picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to return to the Super Bowl.
It's a little bit of a snoozer, but it's quite possible.
Yeah. I wanted to go with I was going to say Saints just to throw people off of Jameis, but because I do think they're a playoff team. But yeah.
Yeah. I have a crazy one on the other side, though.
Oh,
I'm going to go with some people have them as the third. Some people have them as the second. Some people have them as the fourth best team that's coming out of the AFC. But it's the Cleveland Browns. I think this is the year of the crazy underdog. It's not that funny, actually. Like, Colin Kaepernick is their fourth best team in the NFL.
It's
the top five team in the NFL. And if there's any team that has the roster in the AFC that can compete with any other team, it's the Cleveland Browns. So I think this is the one year where we're going to have something crazy happen, and it can't just be Patrick Mahomes again. I don't believe the Buffalo Bills will make it, and so I kind of just have to roll with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I'll believe in the Cleveland Browns and the Mariners make the playoffs, which could be possible. I'm going with, you probably can figure it out, the Baltimore Ravens. They've gone through all the progressions. Lamar made the playoffs 2 years in a row, lost in the first round, finally won a playoff game last year. And I think now that he's like primed after getting that playoff win to continue that, you know, and build off that playoff win and make the Super Bowl. And their roster is stacked. I think they're going to have a top five defense and a top five offense.
I think the Browns have a better roster than them, but the only difference is, I guess, the Ravens do have more of the they have that progressional, the history.
Yeah.
Of, like, supposed to like have a really embarrassing loss, and then you have like, you know, a tough one, and then you have a win or two, and then like it's kind of this cycle that happens to a lot of teams, unless your name's like Patrick Mahomes, who's just really
fun. That's just different.
Yeah. But like the Seahawks had that year over year, right? Before your quarterback gets their big contract. And this is where I'm going to be honest with you. I think, you know, the two favorites, I think right now in the AFC are Chiefs then Bills. And I think it goes Ravens, Browns in odds.
Yeah.
The Ravens and Browns, are those two teams that have this weird progression that they, I feel like they are, they're both on that same stepping progression stone before your quarterback gets paid. You have the Chiefs paid Patrick Mahomes big. They still have a great chance, of course, but the Bills just paid Josh Allen. I feel like they didn't really have the same progression thing.
Yeah.
I think the Browns and Ravens are just interesting picks because, first of all, those two divisions are like, you're going to beat up on each other, but it's going to be a lot of good games and good experience throughout the year. And you know what's going to determine this, George? What's going to determine that division, I think, in general, is who progressed more over the offseason? Was it Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, and I mean, both. I would say both of them are kind of ballers, right? They both seem to work their asses off, so that's probably good news for both teams. Who's your Super Bowl winner?
I got the Rams.
All right, I got the Ravens.
Both of our picks are a little out there to win the Super Bowl.
They both start with R.
Yeah, but they're because realistically, I think they're both like fifth, sixth, seventh, maybe in odds. Cause I know it's like, I think a Green Bay's third. I think it's Tampa Bay and Kansas City. I can't remember what the full odds are, but those are both like not
Super Bowl picks, but both picks.
All right. One team, like your sleeper team that no one's really talking about that has a good enough roster to win a Super Bowl.
To win a Super Bowl.
They have a good enough. You're not picking them, but it's just like this team could go pretty far. They're a really good team.
Probably the Patriots.
Okay.
Just because as long as Mac Jones becomes serviceable, and by serviceable, I don't mean like Daniel Jones serviceable. I mean like, you know, Baker Mayfield 2 years ago, right? Like, okay, you're still young, making mistakes, but you have Bill Belichick and you have a great roster. And you never know what kind of run you can make. Yeah, just like Tom Brady did when he first showed up to New England.
Mine is a Minnesota Vikings, and I just don't like their quarterback position that much because I don't think Kirk Cousins is good enough to win a Super Bowl. But they have Dalvin Cook. They have Justin Jefferson. They have Adam Thielen. They have a top five to top six defense in the NFL, and they have a top 10 offensive line. Like, that team is stacked. If the quarterback, even if Kirk Cousins even plays as the 15th or 16th best quarterback in the NFL, it's a playoff team. If he plays as a top 10 quarterback, that's a team that can go to the NFC Championship game.
My biggest concern with them is there's just so much shit around COVID and
I know
status. And if he does one wrong step, he's going to be out for a week or two, which is a problem with the Colts too. Colts could be one of those dark horse teams to win a Super Bowl, but they also have the same issues. And this is not a political rant whether you should get your vaccine or not. I'm just saying it's the reality of not getting the vaccine right now is that it can put you out for a week or two.
Yeah, if you're out for 2 weeks and you miss the playoffs by one game, or now you're playing a road game instead of a home game, there's a lot of different things that can happen there.
It's pretty crazy. Well, now we're 24 hours basically, George, as this podcast is ending, about 24 hours away from NFL football kicking off. I'll just ask you one last question before we sign off.
All right, let's do it.
Who do you got tomorrow?
Oh, I got the Buccaneers winning, but I'm actually betting on the over 51 points. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I already placed my bet.
The only reason I'd be scared of that, George, is just because I don't know what to believe about Dak Prescott's like arm, his shoulders, his legs. Like, sounds like Zach Martin's out. Sounds like a lot of problems going on in Dallas. They could either have a really good year or a really disastrous year.
So that's how I feel. But I don't think they're going anywhere in the middle either. But I'm excited to watch the game because I think it's going to tell us a lot about the Cowboys season.
I'm just excited to see Tom Brady and see like, oh yep, he's still the same.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he looks younger. That's weird.
That's going to be the best part of tomorrow. Like, Buccaneers win 28-21. You're like, yeah, Tom Brady looked pretty good. Sorry, again.
28-24, please. We need over 51 points.
Okay. Same thing. The point of it was, Tom Brady looks pretty good again. What do you know? Goddamn.
Totally.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, y'all, to Pod That, Two Brothers Talking Sports. You got to find us everywhere, all right, to support. You can find us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. And social media-wise, you can follow the main brand, The Sports on Tap. That's at youtube.com/The Sports on Tap, where you can find the podcast clips, segments, everything. So youtube.com/ the Sports on Tap, and on all platforms. That's TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Well, not Facebook, actually. Sorry. Facebook's Pod That. But Instagram, Twitter, wherever. And you can find our podcast, Pod That, our accounts on Facebook, /Pod That. You can find it on Twitter, Instagram, and all those good places. So listen to the pod, leave a review, share with your friends. And we're going to be back every Wednesday for our long episodes. And George,
what's up, my man?
Football season. It's been a long time coming, it feels like. And I would like to say that this is the Sports on Tap. And you know what we like to say, right?
Well, cheers to football.
Cheers to football. And cheers to sports, y'all. Peace.